Today's my mom's birthday. She would have been 90 today, but she died at a young age, 63 years old. I was only 5 years a priest at the time. So I've been without mom in her physical presence here for 27 years. Of course, I know that she's probably closer to me than she's ever been, and she's my prayer warrior. And she is advocating for me before the throne of God. I believe all of this. But I wanted to share an article that somebody shared with me that really went a long way to describe my mom. The title of the article is called, "We Really Had a Mean Mom." And so it says, "While other kids ate candy for breakfast, we had to have cereal, eggs, and toast. When others had a Pepsi and a Twinkie for lunch, we had to eat sandwiches. And you can guess our mother fixed us a dinner that was different from what other kids had, too. Mother insisted on knowing where we were at all times. You'd think we were convicts in a prison. She had to know who our friends were and what we were doing with them. She insisted that if we said we would be gone for an hour, we would be gone for an hour or less. We were ashamed to admit it, but she had the nerve to break the child labor laws by making us work. We had to wash dishes and make the beds, learn to cook, vacuum the floor, do laundry, and all sorts of cruel jobs. I think she would lie awake at night thinking of more things for us to do. She always insisted on us telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. By the time we were teenagers, she could read our minds. Then life was really tough. Mom wouldn't let our friends just honk the horn when they drove up. They had to come in and up to the door so she could meet them. While everyone else could date when they were 12 or 13, we had to wait till we were 16. Because of our mother, we missed out on a lot of things other kids experience. None of us have ever been caught shoplifting, vandalizing other properties, or ever arrested for any crime. It was all her fault. Now that we have left home, we are all God-fearing, educated, honest adults. We are doing our best to be mean parents, just like Mom was. I think that's what's wrong with the world today. It just doesn't have enough mean moms anymore. I had a mean mom. And when I got older, we had a very unique and special relationship. She was my confidant. She was my friend. Now, she wasn't my friend so much when I was growing up, right? She was my drill sergeant more when I was growing up. And I remember, too, going to Catholic grade school here at St. Maria Goretti. And I think my heart, Sister Jacqueline, is probably watching right now on live stream, but her and my mom were in cahoots. She was my principal at the time, and if I acted up, I would be relegated to spend time after school up across the street at the convent, and she would let my mom know, okay, Rick's acted up, and here's his offense, and Mom was, okay, you take care of him there, I'll take care of him when he gets home. So they were in cahoots. Actually, I have been ministering to those sisters who raised me, helped my mom and raised me. They actually live in a house right by St. Mary Gertie Parish. And up until COVID, I was going there on Sundays to offer Mass at their place. Sister Jacqueline, I love you dearly. And I love my mom. We don't have enough mean moms today, okay? Speaking of Sister Jacqueline, those beautiful sisters that raised me, I don't know how you felt when Sister Dee Dee Byrne approached the podium at the Republican National Convention. I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, having experienced our mean moms and our mean principals and sisters, we're kind of like this, right? Okay? Because why? Because they're honest with us and they want to draw the best out of us. St. Thomas Aquinas said, love is to will the good of the other for the sake of the other, to will the good of the other for the sake of the other. Okay, so willing the good and love means you don't feed them candy for breakfast. You don't just let them run wild. You don't let their temper tantrums work. I was watching a little child just this past week throw the worst temper tantrums. And it wasn't working with the parents, okay? It wasn't working. But Sister Dee Dee Byrne got to that podium, and among many amazing things she said, the one that struck me was this line here. While what I have to say may be difficult for some to hear, I am saying it because I am not just pro-life, I'm pro-eternal life. And I want all of us to end up in heaven together someday. Well, what I have to say is difficult, maybe difficult for some people to hear. Gosh, a lot of things Sister Jacqueline and my mom said were difficult to hear. You know? But they were willing the good for me and everyone. My brothers and sisters in, you know, the students at St. Maria Goretti Catholic Grade School. And sometimes that means you have to be tough. I was debating a number of years ago, probably about a decade ago, with someone who was lamenting that our own Bishop Morlino was receiving so much flack. And for this person, they thought that was a wrong-headed way to go. You're turning people away. You know, we want to grow our numbers. And so why is he speaking the truth? Why is he being a culture warrior, as he put it? You know, I just came back, I said, I can speak only for me, but this amazing bishop is fearless in his desire to bring the truth. While most other bishops are virtually MIA, missing in action in the midst of never before seen decadence. And at that time, you know, 46 million babies lost. This is our Holocaust, in which Bishop Morlino is being martyred. Those of you who were around in those early days of Bishop Morlino know that they were going full on CNN and MSNBC against him to try to destroy him. But he remained relentless. And his motto was truth with love. You know, he never was cross when he gave the truth. He was firm. Like my mom. Like Sister Jacqueline. Like so many. Most recently, Father James Altman. If you haven't seen this video that's circulating, I don't know, 500,000 views in less than a week. You know, he's speaking the truth with great charity. And it's bothering some people. But this person that I was, and it was a charitable discussion that we had, they were concerned about the numbers game, right? They were concerned that we were going to lose some people. In giving my perspective based on what I understand the Bible is teaching, one of the scripture passages that I put forward was John 3:19. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. You know, are we to hide the truth for fear of offending anybody? Certainly that wasn't my mom's perspective, nor Sister Jacqueline, nor Bishop Morlino, nor my brothers and sisters, is it mine. I felt incredible love from my mom because she didn't give me candy for breakfast, because she didn't worry about hurting my feelings, that I might not think well of her. You see, that's what's going on with a lot of parenting today. I want these children to love me, so I'm going to give them candy. And I'll never speak a word that might throw them into a temper tantrum. And if, God forbid, they throw a temper tantrum, here's more candy. To will the good of the other for the sake of the other. Thomas Aquinas, defining love. To will the good of the other. I too echo the words of Sister Dee Dee Byrne. I am pro-life. I try to be as pro-life as I could possibly be, but I am most especially pro-eternal life. Mom, Sister Jacqueline, Bishop Marlino, Father James Altman, which, by the way, you know, we were emailing back and forth last night. He's going to be on the podcast this week, so look for that. We're going to be full on June Heilman's and Sister Jacqueline's and Bishop Marlino's on this podcast. But why? Because love requires this. If it's real love, I'm pro-eternal life. So if these liars are trying to pull people into approval of such atrocities as killing babies in the mother's womb, destroying natural marriage, leading people to this lie after that lie, we will speak up. The verdict came in the first reading. If I tell the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to dissuade the wicked from his way, the wicked shall die of his guilt, but I will hold you responsible for his death. I understand that. I've been set as pastor of y'all. I'm your dad, hopefully. I hope you feel that way. But I'm a dad that loves you, truly loves you. And I want the best for you, ultimately eternal life. I want the best for all of us. And so I have to let you know what evil's up to. I have to warn you so that you might not be propagandized, indoctrinated into what's trying to be ushered in our times. And as far as numbers, I was looking back at this conversation, I said, more and more writings are attributing the mass exodus of all religions as being due to the steady diminishing, of any relevance for practicing a strong faith. As it was put so well in this very important article, and I quote, in my local Jewish newspaper, New York Jewish Week, another Reform rabbi lamented, we have become A vacuous, no demand, no standards, no requirements, no guilt, do-good enterprise of sloppy sentimentality. A liberal Protestant Christianity without Jesus. You know, just go ahead and do what you want, the world says. Again, as I pointed out several times in the past, that's straight from the Satanic Bible. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Do whatever you want. If it feels good, do it. Have candy for breakfast. Go ahead. Because I really don't love you. I'm concerned for myself, so have at it. As those would say whose heart has grown so hard and cold that they can't think outside of their own wants and lusts and desires, usually for power. So here, have all this candy, all these freebies. Go ahead and feed the flesh with all your lusts and wants. As long as you like me, as long as you vote for me. Do you see? As long as you vote for me. You know what we got? A really mean president. We got a really mean president who's not letting the liars win. And I feel loved. And I feel loved. As I felt love for my mom, Sister Jacqueline, Bishop Orlino. We got a mean president. So, my brothers and sisters, a lot is at stake. Please, please, stay near to God. Stay near to His Word. Stay in a state of grace. Go to confession often. Don't be offended by truth. Don't worry if you offend by speaking the truth. Never lord it over people. Never come across as someone who is superior to others. That's not what we're called to be. In humility, we speak the truth. And you know what? They might not like us for that. But we do it out of love. We do it out of love. Yes, we're being accused of being divisive because we're not going along with those who say, give them candy for breakfast. So we're divisive. We need to be unified. We need to be unified at the cross of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.